Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. After total loss from a January 2016 fire at the Bluegrass Stockyard in downtown Lexington, their new and improved facility is taking shape in northern Fayette, just off I-75. Jim Akers, Chief Operating Officer, says they're on schedule and enthusiasm is high.
Yeah, we're getting to the point where the project's far enough along, you know, the excitement's really starting to build. A lot of questions and calls about when we're going to be ready to sell cattle again, and that's really rewarding and exciting to hear people being excited about the project.
A construction crane can be seen for miles away. Part of the roof was actually finished a few days ago, and they should be open by the end of summer.
We've got some contingencies built into this. We're still on track to be open in September. You know, barring any big surprises, which we haven't had to this point, we think that's doable.
Akers recounted the very positive environmental track record of the old stockyard in the heart of downtown Lexington. He said that commitment continues.
The environmental issue is a big issue everywhere in agriculture today. And with the visibility that this business is going to have and the perception that comes along with, you know, the word stockyard in terms of, you know, how we're managing the rainwater that falls on the parking lot, the building, how we're managing the feed coming in, the waste going out, all those things have been dealt with in great detail.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I'm Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles. Did you know that Kentucky farmers who donate edible products to a food bank are eligible to receive a tax credit? If you don't use a tax credit, it could be carried forward for up to 4 years. The tax credit makes it more feasible for farmers to donate rather than plow under unsold product. I hope farmers across the Commonwealth will join me in this important effort to fight hunger in Kentucky. For more information, visit the Kentucky Association of Food Banks at kyfoodbanks.org.
Over coming weeks, we'll be providing more updates on progress of the Bluegrass Stockyard rebuild. It's massive with a lot of moving parts. And for farmers moving cattle, once they're open, Jim Akers says that'll be a smooth operation.
Once they get back into the property, there's a parking lot off to the left where big trucks can wait to be loaded or unloaded. Goosenecks, they make a circle around the backside of the barn. Once they get to the backside, there's drive-through unloads, back-in unload chutes for goosenecks, as well as docks for big trucks. And they're dispersed around where we'll be able to move a lot of cattle in and out of the facility very, very fast, very handy. We're just really excited about how easy we think it's going to be for farmers to use the place.
In coming reports on the project, we'll cover everything from waste handling to Western wear in their new retail shops. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.